All right, everybody, welcome back. Let's dive into the world of webinars today, something I know you all love and probably deal with constantly.
Webinars, webinars, webinars. Everyone wants to know how to make theirs better.
They're such a powerful tool, though. When you get them right, it's all about finding that sweet spot, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can connect with people on a personal level, even when you've got a massive audience.
Right, because nobody wants to feel like they're just another face in the crowd when they sign up for a webinar. They want to feel like you're speaking directly to them, to their unique challenges and goals.
Okay, so how do we pull off that magic trick? Making someone feel like they're the only one in the room when there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of other people tuned in. Luckily, the awesome folks over at AirMeet, their virtual events platform, have cracked the code.
Oh yeah, AirMeet knows their stuff. They put out this awesome blog post all about this. They have this super smart framework they call the 3 A's to really nail that balance between personalization and reaching a ton of people.
3 A's. Hit me with it. I'm ready.
Artificial intelligence, automation, and this one's cool, autonomous webinars.
Love it. Sounds like the start of a great spy thriller. Or maybe the ultimate webinar toolkit.
Huh. A little bit of both, honestly. But seriously, using those three things together, that's how you create webinars that don't just engage people, but make them feel like you're reading their minds.
Okay, color me intrigued. Let's break it down. First up, we've got AI. Everyone's talking about it, but when it comes to webinars specifically, how does it actually help?
Okay, so picture this. You just finished a webinar, right? And instead of just seeing a bunch of numbers and stats, you've got AI whispering in your ear, telling you stuff like, hey, 70% of the people who loved your Q&A section also downloaded your latest ebook.
Whoa, hold up. I mean, that's incredible, but how is it doing that?
That's AI analyzing your data in real time, seeing what resonates with people, what they're clicking on, what questions they're asking, and then using that intel to help you personalize future content for maximum impact.
So it's like having a mind-reading sidekick who helps you plan out webinars that people are practically guaranteed to love.
Exactly. No more guessing games or hoping for the best. AI gives you the data you need to tailor your content to your audience's interests and needs.
This is already blowing my mind. Okay, AI is sounding like a webinar superhero. What about automation? Where does that fit into the picture?
Automation is your secret weapon for efficiency, especially when you're dealing with a lot of people. Think about things like personalized email campaigns. Instead of sending out the same generic email blast to everyone, automation can help you tailor those messages based on individual interests and behaviors.
Oh, okay. So, like, instead of just getting a generic thanks for registering email, I'm getting one that's actually relevant to me. That's smart.
Exactly. Let's say you have 1,000 people register for your webinar, each with their own unique needs and interests.
Mm.
Automation can handle that, no sweat.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense. So no more mass emails that just end up lost in the void. I love it. All right, we've covered AI and automation. Now for the really intriguing one, autonomous webinars. What's the deal with those?
Okay, so imagine pre-recorded content, but way more dynamic than you might think. We're talking different time zones, maybe even different languages, all without you having to stay up all night.
Wait, so I could be sound asleep while my webinar is running smoothly in, say, Australia,
yeah.
Fully localized and everything. How is that even possible?
It's the future. It's all about leveraging technology to create a seamless and personalized experience, no matter where someone is tuning in from.
Okay, but even with all this amazing tech, how do you make sure it still feels human? Like, I don't want people to think they're talking to a robot.
Totally. It's all about using these tools strategically. Like, imagine that same webinar in Australia, right?
Yeah.
But now picture this. It's got a virtual host who speaks their language, greets attendees by name, and can even answer their questions in real time using AI.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. So it's not about replacing the human element. It's about amplifying it, right? Using these tools to create an even more engaging and personalized experience.
Exactly. And the best part, the AirMeet article breaks it all down, step by step. They even get into how to personalize every single stage of the webinar journey.
All right, you've got my attention. So walk me through those stages. What do we need to be thinking about?
It all starts with that pre-registration phase. That's where you set the stage for an incredible experience.
Pre-registration, that makes sense. First impressions are everything. But how do you make it personal when you don't even know who's going to sign up yet?
That's where the magic of something called AI trend analysis comes in. AI can analyze everything from industry trends to social media conversations, even what your competitors are doing, to tell you exactly what your target audience is hungry for before they even register.
So we're talking like having our own personal crystal ball that tells us exactly what people want to see in a webinar. Sign me up.
Pretty much. By using AI trend analysis, you can craft the perfect webinar title, write a killer description, and create those scroll-stopping social media posts that make people go, yep, I need to be at this webinar.
Okay, so AI is our personal trend forecaster. I can get behind that. Let's say we've totally nailed the pre-registration phase. People are signing up left and right. What happens next?
That's when we move on to the post-registration phase. This is where automation really shines. Remember all that amazing data we talked about? The stuff AI collects about our audience's interests and behavior? We can use that to create super personalized agendas and follow-up emails that actually get people excited for the big event.
Okay, I'm loving this. But give me an example. How would this work in action?
So let's say you're hosting a webinar about digital marketing, right? And during registration, you notice that a good chunk of the people signing up are really interested in social media strategies. Automation swoops in and makes sure those people get a personalized email highlighting the social media segment of your webinar and maybe even offering some extra resources on that topic.
It's like you're reading their minds and anticipating their needs. Way more effective than just crossing your fingers and hoping they find that information on their own.
Right. You're showing them that you understand their interest and are invested in their success. That's huge.
Okay, so we've got AI helping us plan the perfect webinar and automation, making sure we're connecting with people on a personal level. This is amazing. I'm ready to take my webinars to the next level.
I knew you'd be into this stuff. But before you run off and start automating all the things, let's talk about how to handle the main event. What happens during the webinar itself?
Okay, so we're back and ready to dive even deeper into the world of personalized webinars. You know those emails you get? The ones that are so spot on, you actually want to open them.
Totally. The ones that don't even feel like marketing emails.
Exactly. That's the power of this automation magic we're talking about. It's about making people feel seen and heard, even in a digital space.
It's like having a personal assistant who knows exactly what each attendee needs and delivers it right to their inbox without you having to lift a finger.
So much better than those generic blasts that just get lost in the shuffle. Okay, we've nailed pre-registration and post-registration, but what about the main event? What happens during the webinar itself? That's where those autonomous webinars come in, right?
You got it. And this is where things get really, really interesting.
Okay, lay it on me.
Think of autonomous webinars like those Choose Your Own Adventure books, but for webinars.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. I love that idea of a customized journey. But how does that actually play out in a live setting?
Let's say you're hosting a webinar about SEO, right? Which is a topic that always has a ton of questions.
Oh, for sure. People are always looking for that SEO edge.
Exactly. So, with an AI-powered chatbot, someone could ask a question about keyword research or link building in the middle of your webinar.
Okay, so far so good.
And that chatbot could instantly answer their question using info directly from your presentation, even if you're offline.
Whoa, hold on. That's incredible. It's like having a clone of yourself there to answer questions 24/7.
Exactly. No more backlogs of unanswered questions or attendees in different time zones having to wait hours for a response.
Game changer. So even though it's pre-recorded, you're creating this dynamic two-way experience. I bet that does wonders for engagement.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. Because AI is gathering data throughout the entire webinar, you can use those insights to personalize the post-webinar experience even further.
Okay, so let's talk post-webinar strategy. We don't want all that hard work to go to waste once the webinar ends. How do we keep the momentum going and nurture those connections?
This is where things get really, really fun. Remember all that data AI collected during the webinar, like what questions people asked, how they responded to polls, how long they stayed tuned in? That's pure gold for creating hyper-targeted follow-up campaigns.
Okay, I'm hooked. Give me an example. How do we turn that data into actionable insights?
Let's imagine someone's watching your webinar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they linger for an extra couple minutes on the part of your presentation where you discuss a specific product feature.
They're really interested.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. AI picks up on that and flags it as a high level of interest. And boom, an automated email goes out to that person with a case study or a special offer related to that feature.
It's like you're reading their minds and anticipating their needs. Talk about striking while the iron is hot.
You got it. It's all about creating that seamless, personalized journey from the moment someone hears about your webinar to long after they've finished watching it.
This is amazing. We've covered pre-registration, post-registration, the live webinar experience, and now this awesome post-webinar follow-up strategy. That's the entire life cycle.
And the best part is, this approach creates a consistent, really high-quality experience for the attendee. From start to finish, they feel seen, heard, and valued.
And that's how you build relationships, establish trust, and position yourself as a go-to resource in your industry. It's not just about delivering information anymore, it's about creating an experience they'll actually remember and appreciate.
You nailed it. And when you can create a personalized experience that feels tailor-made, even at a large scale, that's when you unlock the true power of webinars.
This has been an incredible deep dive so far.
Totally agree.
Before we wrap things up, I want to make sure we pull out some specific examples from the AirMeet article just to really drive these points home.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
One example that really stood out to me was the use of AI to translate webinar content into multiple languages.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Instead of limiting yourself to just English speakers, you're opening up your content to a global audience. Talk about expanding your reach.
And it's not just about reach, right? Think about the impact on the attendee experience. They get to enjoy the webinar in their native language, which makes it not only easier to understand, but also shows that you value their participation and are willing to go the extra mile.
It's such a powerful way to create a welcoming and inclusive environment, which is essential for building trust and engagement, no matter where someone is tuning in from.
100%.
This has been an amazing conversation.
I've had the best time.
We've covered so much ground, from the technical aspects of AI and automation to the more human-centered elements of personalization and connection. But we're coming up on a break, so when we come back, I'd love to hear more about what really stood out to you in this article and how our listeners can apply these incredible insights to their own webinars.
Sounds like a plan.
Take a breather and we'll be right back with the exciting conclusion.
And we are back, ready to wrap up this epic deep dive into the world of personalized webinars.
I am. This is such a fascinating topic. So much potential to really transform the way we connect with people online. Absolutely. But I always say, knowledge without action, it's like a webinar without attendees.
So true.
So before we send our listeners off into the wild world of AI-powered, automated, totally personalized webinars, what's our big takeaway? What's the one thing we really want people to remember from this conversation?
I think the biggest thing is just to start, you know, don't let all the possibilities overwhelm you.
So true. It can be easy to get stuck in analysis paralysis, especially when we're talking about AI and all this cool tech. But you're right. The key is just take that first step.
Exactly. You don't have to revolutionize your entire webinar program overnight. Maybe you start by adding an AI-powered chatbot to your next Q&A session. Dip your toes in the water, see how it goes.
I love that. Start small, gather data, and see what works, and then keep iterating from there.
Exactly. Maybe you try segmenting your post-webinar emails based on what you learned about your attendees' interests. A little personalization can go a long way.
It really can. And it's all about making those small tweaks over time that lead to big results.
Exactly. Think of it like fine-tuning an instrument. You make these little adjustments until you get that perfect sound.
And speaking of perfect sound, before we let you go, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. Empathy. You said that even though we're talking about AI and automation, empathy is still key when it comes to creating amazing webinar experiences.
Oh, absolutely. I think sometimes people hear AI and they think robots taking over the world, but it's really the opposite. AI gives us this incredible opportunity to be more human, more empathetic in the way we connect with people online.
That's such a good point, because at the end of the day, we're not just trying to get people to attend webinars, right? We're trying to build relationships, build trust, and provide real value.
Exactly. And when you approach it from that place of empathy, of truly wanting to understand and serve your audience, that's when the magic happens.
This has been an incredible conversation. A huge thank you to AirMeet for providing such valuable insights in their blog post. If you're listening and you want to dive deeper into this stuff, be sure to check them out. Their blog is a goldmine of information on webinars and virtual events.
Definitely worth a read.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this incredible deep dive. We'll be back soon with another episode packed with actionable insights and expert advice. Until then, happy webinaring.
See you next time.